The following is another Classic Hit Sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents High School Volleyball.
Olson to serve it out, 15-13. Logan, left side, overpass, Sorhan, right back to the Huskies. They'll set it up, quick to the right side, is driven through the double block, and good by Schneider. And it's 16-13, Aurora with their biggest lead of the match.
Tonight, it's a top 10 battle for Minden as the Whippets step up in class and face the Aurora Huskies. High School Volleyball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Bauer serve. Good one to Cush. Here's the set. Dumped across. Dug out by Woodward. Set to the right side. Stewart. Blocked. Comes back over to Minden. They'll set middle for Malcolm. Tip. Dug out. Bolts. Overpass out of bounds. And Minden's going to the state championship.
Aurora already has 11 matches under their belt, with three losses to top 10 opponents, two of them from Class C. Minden is the defending C1 runner-up and looks for a big early season win on their home court tonight. It's the Huskies and Whippets coming up next, but first the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden with sports director Doug Duda. Right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit New Tech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We're just moments away from the start of tonight's varsity volleyball action. So let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, we're visiting Aurora. The lineup's brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the Better Bank in Kearney. Their rotation begins number 25, 5'7 senior Logan Olson. Number 13, 5'11 senior Alex Schneider. Number 18, 5'11 senior Allison Keller. Number 10, 6'8 junior Kylie Hickson. Number 42, 6'8 5'8 sophomore Carrie Oswald. Over there, number 1, Addison Narber. Aurora's coached by Lois Hickson, assisted by Katie Scott and Emily Jansen. They're 8-3, ranked 9th in Class B. For Minden, number 16, 5'10 junior Rebecca Stewart. Number 10, 5'8 junior Emily Malcolm. Number 3, 5'8 senior Josie Manson. Number 6, 5'5 sophomore Maddie Hoskins. Number 5, 5'6 senior Addie Woodward. And number 4, the center, 5'6 senior Allie Rouse. Rivero, number 1, 5'5 junior Jenna. Head coach Ted Rouse, assisted by Julie Ratka and Chris Ostergear. 4-1, the season ranked 5th in C1. And that's the starting lineup brought to you by. And we are underway with varsity volleyball. Thank you. return. Booth, Phil Schull now go back to serve it away. Short set middle for a loss. Hickson with 111 kills in 11 matches, so right there, 10 kills per match. Second is Olsen, so we're seeing right away that the 1-2 punch is there. And then they're down to serve another ball away.
Serve it away, will be Rouse.
I just had a phone call and they can't hear you on the radio. But they can hear people cheering.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow, whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smelled the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it fell. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the
And coming out of the timeout, we had some technical difficulties, we understand, to start the broadcast. We apologize for that, but Aurora has put on a little bit of a run here. Logan Olson has picked up a couple of points. We're in the first set. It's Aurora 13 and Minden 8. Logan Olson, 4 kills. Kylie Hickson, 3 for Aurora. And an ace serve, the second for Logan Olson. That makes it 14-8, first set here with Aurora. And it sounds like everything is much better now, so we apologize for the problems at the start of our broadcast. Doug Duda with you here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium as Minden and Aurora are battling. The attack by Emily Malcolm blocked right back to her. She'll be able to get it across and return deep by Aurora. So the error will give Minden their ninth point. Minden, 9 points, only 2 kills and 1 ace serve. So Aurora has had some errors out there to help Minden along as we start our second time through. Rebecca Stewart, big serve, overpass. Penner had to tip it at the net. Rouse keeps it out. Slapped across there by Malcolm. Aurora goes with a back row attack. Olson, beautiful swing. Picked up by Minden, but all they can do is set it across with Hoskins. Then a quick return and a free ball here for Minden, and they hit it in the net. Tried to go with the quick to the middle and Malcolm, but into the net it goes, and it is 15-9. Aurora. And checking into the ball game to serve it away now for Alex Schneider. A 6-point lead. Drills it right down the middle to Addie Woodard. To the outside, the attack by Madsen is off the single block. Aurora dumps it back across. Denny runs it down to the back right corner. Rouse sets middle, and it's set across to the open area by Emily Malcolm. Malcolm goes front left into the one zone and drops it down. Or the four zone, I guess, if you're looking at it from the other way. 15-10, Aurora with a 5-point lead here in the first set. Abby Sanders checks in to serve. Had an ace last time. This time it's handled. Penner will slide it right side, cutting it back across the grain is Shireman, and the sophomore will have her first kill of the night. Olsen and Hickson are the big 1-2 punch. Everybody else kind of fills in according to the stat sheet. And it's 16-10. Penner will go back and serve it away here for the Huskies. Trying to make short work of game one. Down the middle, Denny has it. Rouse from the right 10-foot line. Slide right side. Blocked up front. No, 4 hits going to be called. They're going to say Woodward didn't get it across. And it is 17-10. Aurora in command here in game one. Best of five, of course, remember. And the serve across. Minden able to handle it. They go to the left side. Going short side for the kill is going to be Woodward. They call Aurora in the net, actually. And Minden will say, good enough. We got a point. We need to keep it going. Marissa Weaver checks in to serve it away. So she stays in the back row with the libero, Jenna Denny. And the serve waiting here. Across it comes, and it's just off the back line for a service error. That's the first service error for Minden in the match. Aurora has committed 3 of them. 18-11, Huskies with the lead here in game number one. Strong serve across. Rouse sets it to the left side, taken off the block by Hoskins, and Maddie will get her second kill. But Aurora's doing a good job of side outing. If this was the old 15-0 format, Aurora would have a big, big lead because Minden's only scored twice off their serve. And unofficially, looks like 10 times for Aurora. And Minden will serve it away. Looks like Janae Boudreau is in to get the job done. She'll float it into the middle, picked up by the libero Narber, and it's Sons Penner, the setter, into the net. Point Minden. Pull within 5, 18-13. And Boudreau to serve it away. Leading the way so far this year for Minden. They're very balanced in just 5 games, but Stewart leads them in attacks, and we haven't heard from her yet. Nice get by Stewart, and they'll be able to set it across. Free ball here for Aurora. Penner sets high to the left side. Here comes Olsen. Down goes the volleyball. 5th kill in game one for Logan Olsen. 19-13 Huskies in the opener. And Boudreau comes out. And the libero Denny checks back in here for the Whippets as the Huskies get set to serve. And back to serve it away. Narber. And she'll fire it deep middle to Weaver. Rouse checks it down. Stewart from off the net, left side. Off the block that time of Schneider. And Schneider now gets it set back to her, and her attack just wide left. Point Minden. Re-entering the ball game will be Emily Malcolm for the Whippets. She'll play the front row. And Addie Woodward will go back and serve it away. Aurora has gotten themselves a comfortable lead here. Can they just keep playing like they have been? And an ace serve. Narber, a little confused, I think, where she was on the court when she turned around. I'm sure there were thoughts through her head like, oh, no, because that serve was well in by Woodward. Second ace here for the Whippets. And Woodward will serve it across. Overpass free ball, but not a quick swing. Stewart sets it up back to Rebecca over the double block. There's the dig by Narber. Run down by Penner. Has to be passed across. Free ball here for the Whippets. Denny to Rouse. Short set Stewart, and she'll be blocked up front. Great dig out of the net that time by Malcolm, and it's returned over. Free ball here's Olson on the outside. It hit the net, and that just trickled it over the double block for Logan's 6th kill in game one. Best rally of the match so far, and it ends on a little help from the tape. Breckville to serve it away for the Huskies. 20-15 Aurora, game one. Pass close to the net. All Rouse can do is try to tip it across. It's blocked right back at her by Breckville. Dug out by Malcolm and passed across. Penner going to go slide right side. Here's Schneider. Didn't get a lot on that. Denny picks it up. Rouse slides it to the other side. It's blocked off the Malcolm attack. Malcolm digs. Rouse runs it down. Middle attack is softly taken over by Malcolm. And then Penner dumped it into her own net. She saw the open zone on the front left for Minden, but just didn't get it to crawl over the tape. And it's a side out here for Minden and Allie Rouse to serve it away. The senior. Minden has a lot of girls back from last year's state runner-up team, but, of course, Carly Bauer, their leading hitter and kind of the glue of the team, graduated. Serves across softly. High set. Olsen over the double block. There's Denny for the dig. Rouse tracks it down. Stewart from off the net. Her attack is passed back into the net, and Aurora can't dig it out. Stewart with their first kill of the match. And the Whippets are back within 3. They're on a 6-2 run, 20-17. Rouse serving. They have not been able to put together 3 straight points yet in this set. They could use one here, just drooping it across. Trouble. Free ball passed over, and then Minden watched it land in. Oh, man, they didn't expect that to happen. And a gimme point there. Aurora's Penner just lucky to even get the ball across. And some miscommunication on the Whippet side. So Aurora gets a break, and Olsen with 2 ace serves will fire this one across, but it's wide and out of bounds. So the teams exchange points. 21-18. Aurora up by 3. And a good matchup between 2 teams that don't have any rivalry between them at all. As Stewart serves it across, picked up Olsen back row. The set's a little wide, had to be tipped over by Hickson. To the left side, it's driven down by Maddie Hoskins, her 3rd kill. And that brings Lois Hickson up for a timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. This timeout brought to you by the folks who take care of you. Local people, local decisions, local ownership. Nebraska Land National Bank, member FDIC. The opening set, Aurora 21, Minden 19.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
Doug Duda with our producer engineer, Caleb Henry, here at C.L. Jones Gymnasium in Minden for some Tuesday night high school volleyball. It is a top 10 duel, B versus C1. I don't think Aurora and Minden do play in basketball, so they have had a chance to at least work together. But this is the first time in volleyball, at least in the last few years. Rebecca Stewart back to serve. Each team has one timeout remaining. This coming out of the Aurora timeout. Aurora was up 18-11. Now it's 21-19. Here's Penner. Middle attack. Hickson drives it over. So strong. Stewart got on it, but it went all the way into the cheerleaders and nothing that Woodward could do. And give another kill to Hickson. She has four. Olsen has six. They are controlling the match right now. More height on that side of the net for Aurora. Schneider to serve. 22-19. Rouse sets. Here's the outside attack. Right down the left corner. Josie Manson gets her first kill. Minden seems to be relaxing and getting into a groove a little bit more here. It may be too late in game one, but could set up for some great action the rest of the way. Abby Sanders in to serve, and it's not over yet. A chance to cut it to one. Again, a very short serve. Narber picks it up. Penner goes middle. Hickson takes it off the double block. Dig is made that time by Sanders and driven down by Addie Woodward. And the Minden fans coming to their feet. After being down by seven, Minden has cut it to one here in the opening set. And Sanders to serve it away again. They've been getting him two at a time here lately. They need to get three to tie it up. Here's Penner. Slide, no. They're going to go middle. Hickson, Denny with the overpass, but it keeps it alive. They haven't picked up many. Dumped over by Penner. Rouse is there. Bump set to the outside. Driven near corner. It's down and good by Maddie Hoskins. And we're all tied at 22. And number two, Abby Sanders to serve it away. Minden looking for their first lead since it was 4-3. Huskies with three back on serve received well off the back line. And again, very short serve, and it went into the net. 23-22, Aurora gets a break, and they'll send center Allison Penner back there. She's picked up 3 points in this set. Crucial point here. Can Minden tie it, or will it be set point for the Huskies? Strong serve into the back corner. Picked up there by Sanders. Set to the outside, off the block. It's going to be Hoskins. Dug out back row by Olsen to the outside. Hickson down and good. And it is game point for the Huskies, 24-22. Minden has a timeout, but Coach Rouse isn't using it. And they'll run down the volleyball and get it to Penner. 24-22, serve across, good one to Sanders. Rouse close to the net, right side attack, driven over. Nice dig out of the back row by Penner, has to be passed over. Free ball here. Rouse gets it to Madsen, who has to set it middle and drives it through the double block for the kill. Maddie Hoskins, her fifth. It's still game point for the Huskies, and in to serve will be the junior, Marissa Weaver. Weaver looking for her first point from the service line, needs it here to force extra points. 24-23, Aurora opening set. And Weaver ready to go. And the mini jump serve into the net, and it wouldn't spin over. And that is how game number one ends. 25-23, Aurora takes the opening set, holding on after being up 18-11. We'll take a look at the first set numbers and be back with more high school volleyball in a moment here on Classic Hits.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings. auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
Back here on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, here's a quick rundown of the stats through the opening set. Unofficially for Minden, Abby Sanders, 3 service points. One was an ace. Josie Madsen had a kill. Allie Rouse, a service point. Addie Woodward, 2 service points. One was an ace, 2 kills. Maddie Hoskins, 5 kills. Janae Boudreau, a service point. Emily Malcolm, a kill. Rebecca Stewart, a service point and a kill. 10 kills, no ace blocks, and 2 ace serves. For the Whippets, for Aurora, Alex Schneider a kill. Allison Penner, 4 service points. Logan Olson, 3 service points. 2 of them were aces, 6 kills. Kylie Hickson, 2 service points, 5 kills. Addison Narber, 2 service points. And Jace Shireman, 1 kill. 13 kills, no ace blocks, 2 ace serves. And Aurora hangs on to take game 1, 25-23. Now, it wasn't the cleanest played set. You can look at the numbers and see that there were plenty of errors, and you could see Minden start to warm up as game number one progressed on, but they had spotted Aurora too big of a lead, and the Huskies, boy, they got out of the gates hot with Olson and Hickson. They looked really good. Minden started to dig them a little bit as the first set progressed. Minden will get to serve it away when we start game two, and it's coming up next on Classic Hits.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
Excuse me, welcome back to high school volleyball here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda along with our producer, engineer, Caleb Henry. It's dual action tonight as Minden will serve it away to start game two. Rouse with a strong serve. It's passed close to the net. All Penner can do is tip it down, and she does. So Penner will get her first kill, and the Huskies will get the first point of game two after winning the opener 25-23. And number 25, Logan Olson, will serve it across. Here's Rouse setting. Tip at the middle. Nice job there to just roll it over. Josie Madsen tied up the attempted block of the Huskies. And it's 1-1. Some early results tonight. Some triangulars going on around the area. Amherst defeated Eustace Farnham. Central City beat Gibbon. Brady over South Loop, all in straight sets. Serves across. Slide right side. Schneider, and it's good. Alex with her second kill. Other action going on, duels tonight. Kearney's at Grand Island Northwest. Grand Island is over at Lincoln East. Hastings St. Cecilia's at Blue Hill. Blue Hill preseason rated, but has struggled a little bit here. That's been a big match. In fact, it usually ends up being, outside of the conference, one of the only tough matches St. Cecilia gets. And Aurora, with a service there here, gives it back to the Whippets. And to serve it away will be Abby Sanders. Sanders serve. Right down the middle. Easy pickup, and Penner just hammers it home. It was such an easy serve that when Hickson passed it up to the center, Penner, she just went ahead and unloaded and gets the kill. 3-2 Huskies, and Penner will go back and serve it away. Cedar Valley also a winner today in their first match over Arcadia Loop City. Serve across. Denny picks it up. Sanders runs it down, and it's bumped across. Free ball here, Huskies. They'll go to Hickson. She'll drive it over right at Rouse. Bumped up for Madsen, and Malcolm will take it across. And Hoskins will get the kill. Hoskins, not Malcolm. Maddie Hoskins with her team-high sixth kill. 3-3. We're playing even volleyball again. And in to serve it away will be Weaver. Don't forget Major League Baseball action tonight. The Royals and White Sox on the breeze, 94.5. The White Sox strike first. It's 1-0 in the bottom of the second. Weaver's serve out of bounds deep that time. So a couple misses in a row here for Weaver, trying to be aggressive against the taller, bigger Class B Huskies. And Kylie Hickson to serve it. Right down the middle it goes. Weaver will pick it up. Set to the outside. The attack deep by Minden. And it's 5-3. Aurora with the lead. This is about the time that they started to pull away in game one and stayed there until Minden made a big run towards the end. And here's an overpass on the serve, flicked right back at him, so a middle attack will be blocked. Minden on a ping pong is blocked up front, and it's going to go to Jason Shireman. That's our first ace block of the match, and it's the first thing that's even been close. We've had a couple of blocks, but no aces. And Hickson to serve it across deep. So side out here for the Whippets. 6-4. Aurora with the lead in game two. The opening set, 25-23 Huskies. And Boudreaux in to serve it here for Minden. And the mini jump serve goes deep middle. Picked up by the libero, Narber, high into the rafters. Didn't hit anything, and Hickson got a great swing out of the back row. Pass close to the net. Roust could just dump it over, and it'll be returned by Penner. Now back to in system here. Stewart takes it over the block, and Narber will dig. Penner to the middle. It's going to be taken across for the kill. Shireman gets her second. 7-4 Huskies. Big match tonight for Minden. Because huge wild card points. Minden and Kearney Catholic, many believe when healthy, are 1-2. And Ogallala's right there, and they're on the other side, so it's tough. But this is a big match playing up to Class B, a team that's got winning points. And there's the kill taken across by the Whippets and then passed back out of bounds. I believe Woodward was on the winning side of that one. And back to serve it away will be Addy. 7-5, Aurora in game two. After winning the opener, we play 3 out of 5 here in tonight's duel. Strong serve. It ate up Narber, and it's an ace. Ace serve for the Whippets. And for Woodward, that's her second. Had one back in the first set. Cuts the lead to 1. 7-6. Huskies with 3 deep. They leave that middle wide open. That's why we've seen Minden go with a couple of short serves. Here's Penner. Sets to the outside. Off the net. Olsen takes it down and good. 7 for Logan. 8-6. Aurora in the lead. Don't forget more high school sports action coming your way. A full Friday night of football. We'll talk more about that in a minute as the serve is across to Denny. Rouse sets it right side. Stewart got a big swing and a great dig by Hickson out of the back row. They'll set it back to Kylie and then she's deep on the attack. Side out, Minden. Overton's at Giltner on the breeze, 94.5. We'll also have the Kearney Catholic Cozad matchup. That's a top 10 C1 matchup. Hastings and Scotts Bluff are playing as well. Adams Central and Aurora. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com for more information. Podcasts, listen live. Listen to the old games from the last few weeks. See some pictures from some of the action as well. As Olsen drives it across, Denny digs it. Has to be set across there by Madsen. It is. Back row attack. Hickson rolls it off the block. Good save by Emily Malcolm and set across by Roush. Run down to the corner by Hickson. They'll set it to the middle and it's into the net by Schneider. Point Minden. 8-8. Game two. Denny to serve it away again. No, excuse me, not Denny. Roush. A 4-1 run here to tie it up by the Whippets. And there's that short serve. Narber comes up and digs it. Got a shot at the right side, and it looks like they stepped under the net. That's exactly what happened. As Olsen was expecting something different on the set and ended up stepping across the line, and Minden has the lead at 9-8. That's their first lead since 4-3 in the opening set. Rouse serves. Another short one. Narber's ready for it. Penner sets outside. Olsen, good look over the double block and drives it home. Number 8 for Logan. 9-9 game 2 as Olsen goes back to serve it away. For the Huskies in serving, it is Hickson leading the way with Olsen number 1 at 17. Hickson at 12 on ace serves as the middle attack is down and good by Manson. And Minden will get it right back. Now they are not letting Aurora go on much of a run at any time, and Rebecca Stewart to serve it away as we start the rotation over again. Stewart just hammers it, and it's a line drive picked up by Olsen, and then they look at each other and have to pass it across. Free ball, Rouse sets it right side. The attack off the block. Madsen gets her third kill of the set. 11-9, and timeout. Aurora Huskies. So Minden has a little something going here in game two. Aurora won the opener 25-23. Minden leads game two 11-9. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
And welcome back to Minden. Thanks to Phil Hoyt, athletic director here, and all the fine folks at Minden for their hospitality. As we are in set number two, Aurora won the opener 25-23. And it's 11-9. Minden in game two, forcing an Aurora timeout here. Stewart, again, a strong serve at Olsen. Penner from the 12-foot area gets it out to Hickson, and her attack is deep. So the strong serve is not allowing the easy pass for Aurora right now, and they're not getting exactly what they want from the swings as the serve goes into the net. But the strong serve's throwing their game off just enough that they're getting good swings, but they're not right on top of the net where they could use their height and hit it over the block instead of through the block. And they weren't going to allow Stewart to hang back there much longer. So Aurora to serve it away. And across it comes, picked up by the Whippets. Little standing spike by Madsen. Penner had to tip it across on an overpass. She redirects it down for her third kill of this game. And in to serve it away here, the freshman, Brooke Williams, for Aurora. Looking for her second point. Pass good one to the net for Rouse. Outside, driven down and strong by Madsen, but Williams picked it up. An attack by Hickson, then it goes off the speaker. Denny is right there and saves it across. Free ball, Aurora. Penner, short set, tapped over but wide by Hickson and out of bounds. Point Minden. So Minden creates a break there. The ceiling is fairly high, but some of the stuff that's hanging out of the ceiling comes into the play. The heating and air conditioning ducts, some speakers, even some basketball hoops. All come into play here at C.L. Jones. And to serve it away, Abby Sanders. Down the middle of Hickson. Set Kylie. Middle attack. Wide again. And after hardly missing anything in that first set, we're starting to see some errors pile up and the hitting efficiency dive down here for the Huskies. Coming in at 8-3. And 4-1 for Minden. Haven't played much in the last week. Didn't have a tournament this last weekend. Back row attack, Olsen. Rouse with the dig. Here's the set, Madsen. Get it to the outside for Hoskins. Picked up again by Williams. To the left side, the attack by Hickson. One arm up to save it by Rouse. Set up the net. It'll be blocked down by Shireman. Jason Shireman with the ace block. And Penner to serve it away. In there momentarily, Kerry Oswald checks back out. And Penner serve down 14-12. Denny to Rouse. Middle attack. They move that quickly, but it popped off the net and allowed an easy pickup there for Olsen. Rolled over and another kill for Hickson. Good vision. First kill of this set. Sixth of the match for Hickson. As for the first time, she took something off of it and made Minden pay. And it's a one-point game. As Penner has a chance now to tie it up midway through game number two. Aurora took the opener. 25-23. Rouse dumps it over. Picking it up is Narber. Outside Hickson. Off the tape. Down and good. And we are tied 14-14. So Aurora, after finding themselves down a little bit by three, now have taken the ball and gotten back into it here. 14-all. Here's Minden. A little miscommunication and they're not going to get it across. Center and attacker were not on the same page. Wanted to go slide. It wasn't there. Point. Aurora, 15-14. Minden has both timeouts remaining. Aurora has already used one here in game two. Penner a little deeper, and it sails just off the corner. So back to Minden, 15-15. And in to serve it will be Marissa Weaver. For Minden, when it comes to serving, and again, their numbers won't be near as high through only five matches, But Boudreaux actually leads them in aces. Rouse is second right there with Sanders and Stewart. Serve across, middle attack, over the block, dug out that time on the swing by Hickson from Weaver, but Denny has to pass it across out of the back row. Penner goes quick, right side attack, down and good by Beckville. Beckville with her first kill. Everybody was looking in the middle, and great job by Penner, the setter, to go back over her head for an easy right side outside hit. Hickson to serve, 16-15 Huskies. Short serve, picked up by Weaver. Set to the outside. Hoskins takes it down and good. Maddie with her seventh kill. And we're all knotted up at 16. Again, it's the best of five. Got a lot going on today. Some golf invites. Minden Golf Course, very busy today. Aurora's got some softball going on. Of course, as we said, they'll play Adams Central in football on Friday. As we're back to action here, big swing dug out there by Weaver. And Stewart from the 10-foot line takes it across. Hickson with the dig. Set right side. And it'll be rolled over Breckville, and she's got it. Cassidy with a couple here in the last three swings. 17-16, Aurora. And to serve it away will be Addison Narber, the sophomore libero for the Huskies. And the serve. Right down the middle to Weaver. Has to be a bump set from the 10-foot line. Stewart, too strong. 18-16, and Minden will use their first timeout as Aurora takes a two-point lead here in game number two. Aurora won the opener 25-23. They're back up 18-16 game two. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank. Take time out to find out what Nebraska Land National Bank can do for you.
People you know, community people. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people you know.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden. Doug Duda with you. On this Tuesday night, we've been watching some quality volleyball here. There have been the share of errors, but the errors usually at least come after some pretty good rallies, maybe forcing the issue. It's 18-16 in favor of the Huskies. And Narber to serve it away. Game two, they won the opener, 25-23. Serve across, right side attack. It ripples off the net and down for Woodward. The block was there, but it actually helped Minden by hitting it off the tape, and it scurried down the net and fell beside the double block. 18-17, Aurora 1, Woodward to serve, looking for the tie, another good pass, Penner. Olsen gets a good swing, it's blocked out of bounds. Olsen with the kill. Third of the set, ninth of the match. And 19-17, the Huskies will send Cassidy Breckville, the junior, to serve it away. And floats it down the middle. Picked up by Woodward. Set to the outside. It's going to be Malcolm to take it over. Penner sets slide for Schneider. She'll drive, yeah, Schneider to take it across. And it'll be rolled into the net. And an ace block for Aurora. And that is going to be Alex Schneider. So Aurora getting some ace blocks here in game two. In fact, they got a three-point lead. They got three ace blocks. 20-17. And Breckville's serve is in play. Out to Stewart, over the double block, comes near line, and hit the tape. Rebecca Stewart with a very accurate kill. That is only her second kill for the team's leading attacker here in this match. 20-18, Aurora. And Allie Rouse to serve it away here for the Whippets. Takes a little extra time, checks with her coach and father Ed to see the service area. Right in the middle it goes to Narber. Penner slides it right side. The attack driven over strong by Schneider. Rouse sets middle, dumped across there by the Whippets. Overpass, free swing, right back off the block, and Minden has it. Stewart gets a good look, takes it down. Great job by Minden of staying home. It was a scramble point, and with all of that, it ended up still being a good high pass that Stewart could do something with and get her third kill. 20-19, a chance to tie it. Rouse's serve, cuts it back corner. Picked up there by Kerry Oswald. Stays in the back row. Hickson takes a swing. Off of Rouse. Stewart runs it down. Back row attack into the net. 21-19 Aurora. Logan Olson with a couple of ace serves last set. We'll try and extend the Husky lead here. Looking to go up 2-0. Over to Denny. The pass is off the mark. Rouse runs it down and has to be punched across by Woodward. Free ball Aurora. Penner slide right side. Halved it over by Schneider. It's good enough. And Minden's going to need a timeout. But the score, Aurora 22 and Minden 19. We're in the second set. Aurora won the opener by a score of 25-23. We'll be back after this break. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
Don't forget, at the end of every contest here on Classic Hits, it's the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. We'll have all the final stats, coaches' interviews, and a whole lot more. So stay with us for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show whenever our match wraps up tonight. Aurora's up one game to none and leads 22-19 at Minden in game number two. Out of the Minden timeout, Logan Olson to serve it away again. Here's Rouse on the set, short set, left-hand punch across, and it works for Madsen. Josie had to adjust and made it pay off. Side-out Whippets, and Stewart to go back and serve it away. And again, very strong serve, but right now needs to make sure she keeps it in play. And Stewart serve, again, a rocket across, and problems here. Good job, though, by Hickson to at least one arm it across. To Stewart, to Rouse, right side attack Madsen. It's blocked, saves on the Aurora side. Penner sets it over. Rouse goes middle attack, driven into the corner by Emily Malkin. Point Minden, as you can tell by the Whippet faithful. And Stewart to serve it away, a chance to tie it again. We were tied at 22 in game number one when Minden scored three in a row. Exact same circumstance here, a line drive to Hickson. Penner sets it back out to Kylie. She's blocked. It comes back over to Minden. Saved there by Malcolm. And at the center, Malcolm put it into the net. Saw the double block flash over there really quick. And Ed Rouse thought that it was blocked. Instead, four hits were called. And a big point for Aurora, 23-21. And in to serve it away will be Brooke Williams. And it looks like we may have got a yellow card there on the Minden bench. And so we're taking time out to write that down. And back to serve it away, the freshman Brooke Williams, 23-21. And a line drive across, handled there by Woodward, sent to the outside, driving it through the double block is going to be Manson. Aurora's able to keep it alive, taken over by Olson. There's the pass by Denny. Right side attack. Driven over by Malcolm. Overpass right back to Minden. They try to go quick. Setting it into the back corner is going to be Rouse. Great save by Olson and set back over by Penner. Minden still on the offensive charge. Set Malcolm again. Had to tip it over. Penner goes into the back row to Olson. Hickson tries to throw it across. Picked up there by Rouse. Set to the outside. Blocked up front of the swing by Hoskins. Still on the Minden side. Hoskins standing. Spike is deep. And Aurora. A lot of defense on that play by the Huskies, and they are at game point, 24-21. And here we go on game point. Across it comes really close to the net. Rouse saves it to the outside. Going to be blocked up front by Aurora and give the ace block to Shireman, her third of the set, and that is it. They get the job done here in game number two. Almost like game number one, although they had to come back a little more to the Huskies here in the second set. And Aurora is up two games to none, 25-23, 25-21. We'll come back and look at the numbers in a minute on Classic Hits.
Life doesn't have to be full of dramatic changes. Nebraska Land National Bank is here to make the switch easy. We provide you with the financial strength and service you need to reach your goals. Our trained account transfer specialist will help you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and simple transfer. Stop by our branch location at 46th Street and 2nd Avenue to talk with a specialist today. Member FDIC.
Nebraska Land National Bank.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Let's run down a look at the unofficial numbers from the second set. First off, for Minden, Abby Sanders, one service point. Josie Madsen, four kills. Allie Rouse, three service points. Addie Woodward, an ace serve and two kills. Maddie Hoskins had two kills. Emily Malcolm had a kill. Rebecca Stewart, three service points and two kills. 11 kills, no ace blocks, and one ace serve for the Whippets. For Aurora, Alex Schneider had an ace block and two kills. Allison Penner had three service points and three kills. Logan Olson, a service point and three kills. Kylie Hickson, two service points, two kills. Cassidy Breckville had a service point and two kills. Addison Narber, a service point. Jace Shireman had three ace blocks and a kill, and Brooke Williams had three service points. 13 kills, four ace blocks, no ace serves. Aurora takes game two, 25-21. They're up two games to none. Obviously, the play at the net, a lot stronger blocking game in the second set is what allowed Aurora to prevail. Minden doesn't really have a blocking game that can go up against Aurora, at least not so far tonight. They're out-hyped a little bit. They get there, but they're not going to get powerful stuffs like we've seen Aurora get the last few points here. We'll take a break. Get you ready for set three on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
Don't forget to join us for our Husker Lunch tomorrow. The Doug and Daddy Show live from 11 to 12. Steve Sipple of the Lincoln Journal Star from 12 to 1 at Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks in downtown Kearney. Order off the menu and come on in and enjoy our Husker Lunch. Ask all the questions you want of the Sip. As we're ready and also to serve it across, Minden gets it to the outside. The swing by Stewart is going to be deep. And Aurora picks up the first point here in game three. And they lead it 1-0. Olson on the serve. Big, powerful mini-jump serve over to Denny. Rouse sets it, but off the back foot, it's taken over by Malcolm. Penner sets it Aurora to the outside. Hickson over the double block. Looks like it was tipped, and a tip will be called. Hickson has 8 kills. Olson has 9 for Aurora. For Minden, Hoskins has 7. Madsen, 5. Woodward, 4. Stewart, 3. And Olson serves at 2-0 Aurora. Rouse sets middle. Blocked up front on the swing by Madsen, but Rouse digs, and it's passed across off the Schneider block. Here's Penner to slide Schneider off the tip. Rouse is there again with the dig. Bump set by Madsen. Too close to the net, and it's blocked again. Up front that time it is Penner, and I guess Schneider. And a point for Aurora, and Aurora is out to a 3-0 lead. Not what Minden was hoping for here, but a service into the net, and they'll get the ball back, and Stewart will serve it away. Two games to none in favor of the Aurora Huskies as Stewart clips the net. It's passed over by Narber, and then it dumped down by Penner. And a bad break there for Minden. Great job by Penner. She's been all over the place. The senior setter, you got two great setters in the game tonight. And Penner knew she was in a little bit of trouble, and she went ahead and made a nice save to get the job done and get the ball back over on the Husky side. In to serve it, Brooke Williams. And across it comes to Woodward. Set outside. The attack blocked again. off the swing of Madsen, and it's tipped back over. Here's a quick move by Aurora. Go middle. Shireman. Shireman will terminate. 5-1 Huskies. And Williams, they're starting to get some points out of her in the service rotation. Minden cannot allow Aurora to get too far away here. Rouse really has to run down that one. She does get a bump set up and a point for Josie Madsen, her sixth kill. So I think Aurora was trying to figure out where the ball was going to come from as Minden was chasing it down, and they didn't get to the right spot in time. Kearney High tennis team sweeps out North Platte today, 9-0. We'll give you some more high school volleyball results here in just a moment. As back to serve it away is Abby Sanders for Minden. They'll slide it. Aurora will right down the line by Shireman. Good dig that time by Sanders. Right side attack is blocked. Picked up after the attack by Madsen. From the 10-foot line, it's driven across and in for Maddie Hoskins. Her team high eighth kill. And a point for the Whippets. Sanders has done pretty good back there at the service line, the 5-1 senior. They've picked up quite a few points on her service rotation. This one's a very short serve. Just got to the 10-foot line. Picked up by Olsen. Quick set, though. Olsen will get it to the center. Penner. And there's Hickson to put it away. Kill number 9. 6-3. Huskies. Side out. Back into the front row. Cassidy Breckville. Penner will go back to serve. And it floats over to Denny. The libero for Minden. Set middle. The attack is going to be deep. They want a tip, and they do get a tip. Minden gets the tip. They weren't sure about that one, and a kill comes to Josie Madsen. Minden acted as if they were ready to play defense again, but they'll get the serve. And Marissa Weaver to serve it away. You're listening to KKPR-FM, Kearney, Aurora, Minden, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda, our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry. As this serve, trying to go right down the near line, is just wide, and a point for Aurora. 25-23, 25-21, Aurora has won the first two sets. They lead 7-4 here, and a serve that goes just deep from Hickson. So the teams exchange service errors, and Boudreaux will come in to serve it away for the Whippets. Minden needing to get something going here. Up next for Minden, they go to Gothenburg on Saturday, where they will get a rematch of last year's state championship with Kearney Catholic. They're here scouting tonight. At least Coach Connor is, and a couple players. Outside attack, Aurora clipped the net and went out of bounds that time from Olsen. Point Minden. Also, Gothenburg State rated is in that tournament, and then Hershey. It's a round robin. Everybody gets three matches. So somebody is going to be a very good team and maybe only win once over there. Great serve, Boudreaux, and trouble. Free ball across to Minden. Here's Rouse setting Stewart. She'll drive it down. Rebecca with her fourth kill. And we're tied here in game number 3. 7-7 your score. Good crowd on hand. Come out and watch some good volleyball. Even Aurora has traveled fairly decent here. Got a few folks that have no ties to either that have come to watch. Boudreaux looking for three in a row to Hickson. Penner slide right side, tapped across, down and good by Breckville. Her third kill, and Aurora takes the lead at 8-7. Back in for Minden will be the libero, Denny. And it looks like Schneider re-enters for the Huskies. Addison Narber to go serve it away. Goes cross court to Sanders. High set right side, getting a good swing on it. It's going to be Hoskins, but it's picked up. And tipped across for an Aurora point. No, great dig by Stewart and returned deep out of bounds. The whole Aurora team had come up, left about 6-8 feet open on the back line, and Minden saw it, just got a little too much air on it. 9-7 Huskies, and Narber will serve it out. So that's the third service error of this game here for Aurora. The ace serves have not matched up with the errors. Haven't been a lot of ace serves either way. And here is Woodward, who has two of the three for Minden to serve it across. Slide right side. Aurora goes to Schneider, picked up by Denny in the back row. Now Stewart gets a swing, cuts it, and is just wide. From the left, she went all the way back corner and just missed the tape. And Aurora's up 10-8. Breckville to serve it away for the Huskies, trying to sweep things here at Minden. Great serve, and gets down to the tape. And a serve. And for Aurora, that is their third ace, the first from someone other than Logan Olson. And Breckbill to serve it again. That one's handled easily by Woodward. Set Stewart middle. She tries to dump it across. It floats over a little too much to Breckbill. Now Olson unloads. Denny with the dig. Rouse will set it. Stewart from the left wing drives it through the double block. Penner picked it up. Minden wanted a lift. They didn't get it. Here's the set across by Rouse, and she set it out of bounds. The close calls have went Aurora's way. I was expecting to hear a whistle there as well, but just enough to let Penner keep it alive. And Breckville serves it at 12-8. And Stewart from the 10-foot line has to float it across, picked up by Olson. Penner dumps it over, and it's good. And here's that run. Aurora has had a run in each game, and Minden has been playing catch-up most of the time, and they're going to have to do it again. Aurora 13, Minden 8 in the third set. The Huskies are up 2-0. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
The game is more fun to watch with Fanatics. Fanatics Sports Bar in Kearney, that is, and now there's even more Fanatics to love. The new addition nearly doubles the room inside, and the bullpen combines the great outdoors with great seats to the game. Follow the Huskers and your other favorite teams on over 30 high-def TVs, including two huge HD projection screens. Treat yourself to a wide variety of appetizers, sandwiches, pizza, wings, burgers, and even a kids menu that will make you stand up and cheer. Football is more fun with Fanatics. Fanatics, a block north of the tracks on Central Avenue in Kearney.
With our producer-engineer Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here on Classic Hits 98.9 and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Glad to have you with us from C.L. Jones Gymnasium for this top 10 battle between Class B and C. Right now, Class B Aurora having the better of it, 25-23, 25-21, and they're up 13-8 in the third with Cassidy Breckbill to serve, looking for four in a row, but that one is going to be deep. And out of bounds, out of the timeout. Aurora 13 and Minden 9. And to serve it away, it looks like it's Rouse's turn. And we're ready to go as everybody gets set out of the substitutions. UNK volleyball team playing at home tonight. Taking on Fort Hays State. Serve across. Hastings College home tonight against Wesleyan. Outside attack, Stewart blocked! Great block by Penner. Penner was up there with Schneider, but Penner was the one that closed it right on the line. And it's 14-9 Huskies. And it'll be Olson to serve it away. And across it comes. Tough one here. Rouse couldn't handle the set. A double hit called. 15-9 Aurora. Olson and Penner have been the two leading servers tonight for the Huskies. And the serve across. UNK took game one from Hayes tonight, 25-11. Middle attack again blocked. The block has been big for Aurora. Another block. Minden has it again. Dumped across into the back corner by Rouse. Chased down by Olson. Slide to Schneider from the right. Cuts it across. Picked up there by Rouse. Short set. Maybe a lift. No whistle. Stewart gets it over. Middle attack here. Hickson. Tips it across the block. Dug out by Madsen. Here's Stewart on the attack. Block rolls back across. Minden will take one-time swing from Malcolm. Big rally here. Here's Hickson for Aurora. Off the double block of the dig made by Woodward. Bump set for Stewart. She'll just take a soft approach across. Run down. Penner with a bump set. Hickson just has to throw it over. Aurora on defense. We'll dig that one up after the quick return. Now from the 10-foot line, Hickson rolls it across to get another good dig by Rouse, but not enough to keep it alive. 10th kill for Kylie Hickson on a great run, and it's 16-9. Aurora now pulling away. Remember, they were up 7 in game 1, and Minden was able to get back in it and tie it. And Rouse is going to use his final timeout here and see if he can rally the troops one more time. Aurora's up 2-0 and 16-9 in the third. You're listening to High School Volleyball on Classic Hits. This timeout brought to you by Nebraska Land National Bank.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
Glad to have you along with us for tonight's high school volleyball. Again, a reminder, our Husker lunch tomorrow is at 12 noon at Cunningham. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star, will talk about what he has seen already from the Huskers, and the best part, answer all of your Husker questions, whether it comes to the team, whether it comes to the opponent, whether it comes to the Big Ten. Sip is there for you. The Doug and Daddy Show from 11 to 12, and Steve Sipple from 12 to 1 coming up tomorrow. We're back to action here out of the Minden timeout. Service across. Attack is blocked again by Penner off the swing from Madsen. Minden is going to pick it up and go to the right side. Take it over by Malcolm. Tipped back by Schneider. And Minden will have it again. Everybody at the front of the net. An overpass here from Aurora. A quick one-timer from Stewart. And it caught the net and kicked wide out of bounds. So the ball not bouncing the way of Minden. And Aurora is just keeping the pressure on. Olsen with 6 points already from the service line in this game, and she overswings that one into the net. That's actually the fifth service error for Aurora, so you can tell the struggles Minden has had here in game three. 5 of the 10 points. That's where they're coming from. Service errors. And the serve for Minden out of bounds. So trying to stay aggressive, didn't work that time. And Aurora now up 18 to 10. Don't forget, whenever the match is over, we have our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. And to serve it away, the freshman, Brooke Williams. Across it comes. Short set middle. Minden blocked again. And teaming up is going to be Shireman and Hickson. That's the fourth ace block for Shireman. And Aurora has just about put enough cushion up here. Serve across, Madsen. Back to her, Josie from the 10-foot line, off the net, and that one falls across. So we said Aurora was getting all the bounces, but Minden gets one there. Again, back to the Health and Sports Center. Fort Hays State won the second set 25-23 over the Lopers, so they're even at a set apiece. UNK is up 17-13 in the third. And to serve it will be Abby Sanders here for Minden. It's going to be dumped over by Pender, the pass close to the net. And Penner at 5'11", taller than everybody on the roster for Minden, and goes up and dunks it across. That's actually her sixth kill of this match. And now the lefty will go back and serve it away. And Penner right down the middle, handled there by Denny to the right side. The attack blocked up front on the swing of Minden. And again, this time Kylie Hickson blocking Madsen. And now Coach Rouse is going to go to the bench, bring in some new faces. Amanda Wubenhorst will check in, a 5'8 sophomore. And Penner to serve at 21-11, and that one's deep and out of bounds. Side out, Whippets. And back to serve it away will be Josie Madsen. Bottom of the third, White Sox 2, Kansas City 1. Royals have something going. It's right on the breeze, 94.5. Middle attack, Hickson, and there's one that we saw in the first set. Clean look, single block was all Minden could even get there, and that's not going to stop Hickson, who drives home number 11. And Aurora is 3 points away from the match and their ninth win of the season. And across it comes to Weaver. Short set middle. The attack by Wubenhorst is dug out. Right side swing. Return for a point. Aurora. Breckville. Fourth kill for Cassidy. 23-12 with Hickson on the service line. So the first two were close. Right into the 20s. And Aurora put the final few points on. They won't have to worry about that here. Big lead. Attack blocked again up front by Aurora. They'll try it one more time from Hoskins, and this time it's good. Hoskins had 5 kills in the first set. She's had 4 since then for a total of 9. Minden still battling up there, but just not able to get it over and around and down from the Aurora block here. And back to serve it away will be Boudreaux. Janae has 2 points in this game, 3 overall. 23-13 Aurora, though. Boudreaux. Back to Hickson. Here's the set. Penner on the outside. Good look. Olsen overpassed right back across to Narber for the Huskies. This time short set middle. Driven across Shireman. Another good dig by Weaver. Now Stewart on the swing. It's off the tip and handled the back row by Hickson. Olsen one more time over the block. Weaver overpass. And it comes into the front row here for the Huskies. They'll set it up. Not a lot on that swing, but good position for the kill. And another one by Breckville. Back-to-back, five in the match, and it is match point for Aurora, 24-13 here in the third. And back to serve it away will be Addison Narber. And Narber serve. Match point for the Huskies, picked up by Denny. Rouse will set it. Stewart in the middle. She'll take it off the block. The dig is made by Hickson. Penner sets to the outside. Here comes Olson. The ball is down, and that is the match. The kill is down by Logan Olson, her 10th, and it is all over here. The first volleyball meeting between the two schools, and Aurora comes out and takes it in straight sets, 25-23, 25-21, and 25-13. The Huskies will improve to 9-3 on this season, already 12 matches in, just short of a couple of weeks underway. Up next for Aurora, they will have another duel with conference rival down the road, Central City, on Thursday, and then a big match 1 week from tonight. They'll get another shot at Grand Island Northwest on their home court. Their next tournament is their Invitational on the 27th. For Minden, they fall to 4-2, and as we said, the competition doesn't get any easier. Kearney Catholic, Gothenburg, and Hershey at the Gothenburg round-robin four-teamer on Saturday. We'll take a break and be back with our post-game show on Classic Hits. Stay with us.
Kelly Tucker has worked at Anderson Brothers for over 30 years. He encouraged his kids to check out college and something else.
Come see us. We'll train you. That's what we've been good at doing. I've always said that Anderson Brothers is more like a college, and that's why I call it Anderson Brothers College, because we do train a lot of people, and they can take that anywhere they go. And there's good wages. There really are. You got to work for it, but there's good wages.
Check out the career options at Anderson Brothers Electric, Plumbing, and Heating in Kearney and Holdridge.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Burke.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back to C.L. Jones Gymnasium here in Minden, where it's time for the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back in the game. Schedule your appointment today. A three-set victory for Aurora tonight as Minden is still trying to get healthy and find themselves. They battled very well late in game one and into game two, but just didn't have it there in the third set. I think they were trying to maybe change it up a little bit, and that didn't work. Aurora, eight ace blocks over the last two games where they didn't have any in the opener, and the Huskies win that third set 25-13. Let's take a look at some of the third set numbers. First off for Minden, Abby Sanders, a service point. Josie Madsen, three kills. Maddie Hoskins, two kills. Janae Boudreau, two service points. Rebecca Stewart, a kill. That's it. Six kills, no ace blocks, and no ace serves for Minden. For Aurora, Alex Schneider, an ace block. Allison Penner, a service point, an ace block, three kills, and she's the setter. Logan Olson, six service points and a kill. Kylie Hickson, a service point, an ace block, and four kills. Cassidy Breckville had three service points. One was an ace, three kills. Addison Narber, two service points. Jason Shireman, an ace block and a kill, and Brooke Williams, two service points. Aurora had 12 kills, four ace blocks, and one ace serve as the Huskies take game three, 25-13. We'll try and corral the coaches and give you the cumulative stats of tonight's match right after this timeout on the New West Sports postgame show.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Quick.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
No, Mom! It's Josh's turn! I had to take it out the last time!
Trash just isn't something people like to deal with. But at Ravenna Sanitation, we take trash seriously and are here to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is ready to meet your needs. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County, is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Find Ravenna Sanitation in the Pleasanton or Ravenna phone book.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Postgame Show here on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Let's take a look now at the overall cumulative stats of tonight's match. And we will start with Minden. I had Abby Sanders for 5 service points. 1 was an ace. Josie Madsen had 8 kills. Allie Rouse had 4 service points. Addie Woodward had 3 service points. 2 of them were aces, 4 kills. Maddie Hoskins had 9 kills to lead the way. Janae Boudreau with 3 service points. Emily Malcolm, 2 kills. And Rebecca Stewart, 4 service points and 4 kills. For Minden, 27 kills, no ace blocks, and 3 ace serves. Minden will fall to 4-2 on the season. As we said, they go to Gothenburg Saturday to play the Swedes, Hershey, and a rematch of last year's state championship with Kearney Catholic. We'll take a look at Aurora's final numbers right after this.
The 3Ls of PlatteRiverPreps.com. Log on for info on all your favorite teams with links to articles organized by school and sport. Listen to any of the radio broadcasts on our 5 Platte River radio stations and download podcasts to past events. And like us on Facebook to get select pictures and breaking news of high school sports going on. Platte River Preps, your one-stop source for high school sporting news, covering over 100 teams across the state of Nebraska. Go to PlatteRiverPreps.com.
New Tech Seed is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit NewTech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Aurora picking up the win tonight over Minden. Alex Schneider, 2 ace blocks, 3 kills. Allison Penner, 8 service points, an ace block, 6 kills. Logan Olson led the team in serving with 10 points. 2 of them were aces. She also had 10 kills. Kylie Hickson, 5 service points, an ace block, and a match-high 11 kills. Cassidy Breckville, 4 service points. 1 was an ace, 5 kills. Addison Narber, 5 service points. And Jasa Shireman, 4 ace blocks, 3 kills. Brooke Williams had 5 service points. 38 kills, 8 ace blocks, 3 ace serves as Aurora wins it 25-23, 25-21, and 25-13. And we're joined now by head coach of the Huskies, Lois Hickson. And, Coach, once the block got up there for you, that was the difference. You had a bigger, probably more physical team than Minden had, and it took a while for that to show, but once it did, that seemed to really be the effect in winning game 2 and dominating game 3.
You know, absolutely. Minden likes to go down the line. They like to cut cross. I mean, you've got to be ready for everything, and our kids did a good job of adjusting to that. Very excited about the touches that we got to slow them down because they've got some big hitters.
The first set, errors both ways. You're coming off the Kearney Catholic tournament where people see, well, you lost to St. Cecilia and then beat everybody else. So has there been a little funk here? Have you been doing some new things? What, take me through those couple of matches that on Saturday, how you played, and the first set tonight.
Yeah, I mean, we looked at it as a huge challenge. We did not play aggressively. We played like we were just going to expect the other team to make mistakes, and so we had to make that decision very quickly. That we needed to be the team that puts the pressure on and not just expect the other team to make mistakes. And very, very happy with the way they accepted that challenge tonight.
Well, I could see in the first set, I mean, you can look at the stat sheet and say, okay, you know, Logan and Kylie lead the team in attacks, but they were on fire early tonight. That was the bright spot there, especially for you guys in the first set.
Yeah, you know, if you got to throw out the outsides, you got to expect them to terminate. And you know, maybe we struggled there a little bit Saturday on getting them all terminated. So they did a great job, but you know, huge credit to Allie as the game progressed, mixing up our attack. And, you know, we've got a lot of kids with some good numbers.
You got a lot of kids back that had playing experience last year, too. So there's a key for you when you play this many matches this early in the season.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think we had we returned 11 kids that had some experience on the floor. Six seniors, you know, that can never hurt with that confidence and that mentality.
Talk a little bit more about Allison, because not only is she, I mean, 5'11", if you're playing Class C schools for the most part, that's going to be a tall setter out there. She's left-handed, so you got to keep that in mind. So she's that kid that can kind of do everything. She can be a hitter if she needs to be, but she moves the ball around, got to about everything tonight.
Yeah, you know, she's pretty unselfish. She likes to dish it out to our hitters, but she has really improved on her ability to take charge and just throw the ball over herself and get us out of a tight situation.
We're talking with Aurora coach Lois Hickson here on the New West Post Game Show after a straight set sweep of Minden. You also have the luxury, I guess, of getting a freshman and a sophomore in there. And Shireman was one of the reasons you were doing so well at the net. And Brooke comes in and gets you some serves. It's hard to get the underclassmen in there when you got so many kids returning.
Absolutely. You know, but they've learned to accept their role. You know, everybody has a role on this team, and, you know, we're just trying to build on their strengths. That's not always easy to accept when you want to be out there all the time, but they all have their strengths, and when their number comes up, we expect them to do their job.
So you are 12 games in. Give me your assessment of the Huskies right now.
Well, you know, every season seems to be kind of a little bit of a roller coaster, so I hope we've learned a lot from our little maybe dip in the action aggressively. We've played some tough competition. You know, the teams we've lost in three sets. We've lost 23-25. We've lost 26-28. So really not a lot to complain about. We just have to get that little mental edge.
Central City down the road for you in your next match. And then, of course, the Northwest match coming up next week. We'll get the serves in this year against Northwest, but you don't have the big tournament like you had the first two weekends. So talk about those two matches and what you'll be doing to kind of fine-tune some things at practice.
Yeah, I mean, just consistency. That's what we've been working on since the weekend is just we got to do more things in a row. We've got to put the pressure on it and be just a little more consistent. So that's going to carry us through. I'm really happy with our serve receive, and so we just need to polish some things in the front.
Finally, you accepted the challenge to play a team that was in the state finals in Class C last year. Not everybody would do that. I guess just discuss having an opening or switching something out and coming on the road and playing at a team that's the defending state runner-up.
Yeah. Ed and I, we've talked about this match for a lot of years, and it just didn't work out for us to play it. You know, we're a small Class B, and so it doesn't matter to us if we're playing the top of C1 or playing the top of B. I mean, we've got to play everybody to be good, to be where we want to be in November.
All right, Coach, we'll let you get to the locker room and get on the road home. Congratulations on the win.
Thank you.
That's Lois Hickson, head coach of the Aurora Huskies. They win it tonight in straight sets. We're back with more after this on the New West Postgame Show.
If you're a grower looking for big yield, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about your seed treatment options for your farm, contact Tom or Jamie Madsen of Madsen Seed in Minden, your local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success. Congratulations, Whippets, and best of luck at State.
Growing up, you didn't care if your home was small or if the curtains were old or if you had to share a room with your brother and your guinea pig because, come on, they smell the same anyway. The things that were important were sneaking in bed with mom and dad when it thundered. Well, now you care about things like square footage and whether or not there's a breakfast nook. You still want a home that gives you all the good feelings of the one you grew up in. So call McBride Realty of Minden. Scott, Glenda, Dave, and Patty, they know about the heart and soul of a home. For more information, visit McBrideRealtyServices.com.
When you've been around for more than a century, you understand the power of generations, the value of nurturing and developing those who will carry on the legacy of agriculture and food production. That's why the Aurora Cooperative helps young people gain the experience, expertise, and wisdom to feed the world, be good stewards, become responsible community leaders, and continue setting the example for the generations that follow. The Aurora Cooperative, growing opportunities.
And welcome back to the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Let's take a look at a few of the other scores that have rolled in from around the area tonight. Some of these are in triangulars. Amherst beat Eustis Farnham. Big match in the Fort Kearney Conference. Axtell beat Wilcox Hildreth, but it did go three sets tonight. A lot of people believe Axtell is above everybody else in the conference, but Wilcox Hildreth has been in the rankings already this year, so that's a big match there. Brady is a winner over South Loop. Central City, who Aurora plays next, knocked off Donovan Trumbull and then beat Gibbon, both in straight sets tonight. Heartland Lutheran's a winner over McCool Junction in straight sets in part of their triangulars. South Loop's a winner over Medicine Valley. Wilcox Hildreth also a winner tonight as they beat Shelton. That's some of the action that we heard from earlier tonight. No finals yet on St. Cecilia Blue Hill or Kearney Grand Island Northwest, who are playing duels tonight. Again, there's plenty of action coming up on Thursday. Triangulars will be at Axtell, Bertrand, Broken Bow, Franklin, Heartland Lutheran, and Overton. Some of the duels on Thursday night, besides Aurora Central City, Kearney Catholics at Centura. Centura's moved into the C2 top 10 today, so a big conference matchup there. Grand Island Central Catholic at Gothenburg, a heck of a week for the Gothenburg Swedes. And also Hastings St. Cecilia will host Aquinas. Hastings High will be at Holdridge, among some of the duels on Thursday. We'll take one final break, see if we can corral Coach Rouse, and be back to finish things up after this on the New West Sports Postgame Show.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Miller Body Shop in Minden is your collision specialist. They offer paintless dent repair, great for hail dents or door dings, auto glass replacement, a Unicure spray baking booth that simulates factory paint for a quicker dry time and better quality finish. Miller Body Shop in Minden provides all the best products and trained professionals to get your vehicle back on the road and looking as good as it did before. Miller Body Shop is a proud supporter of high school sports.
There is supposed to be water in the stock tank, not all around it. You need to replace your stock tank. Head to Statler Implement and get a new Hastings stock tank and replace that old worn-out one. Statler Implement also specializes in electrical motor sales and service. Statler Implement has everything you need to keep the job running smooth. Go see Carlo and the gang at Statler Implement on East Highway 6 in Minden. You'll be satisfied with the service you'll get.
And welcome back to the New West Postgame Show. Back at the UNK Health and Sports Center, they went to a fourth set. UNK won the first one 25-11. Hayes won the second one 25-23. UNK takes the third 25-20. And Fort Hayes is up 11-9 in the fourth set. The conference opener, Hayes 5-3. UNK off to a perfect 8-0 start this season. And the Lopers are also home on Friday and Saturday. Hastings currently playing Nebraska Wesleyan. Nebraska is at home the next two games. They will host Creighton tomorrow night. And then second-ranked Texas comes in Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock ahead of the Nebraska-Miami football game at 7 o'clock, which you can hear on the Breeze 94.5. Pre-game will be at 2 on Saturday afternoon. And right now on the Breeze, it's Royals baseball. Kansas City has taken the lead. Royals 3, White Sox 2. As they bat in the top of the fourth, the White Sox have something brewing. The Royals are a game and a half back of Detroit in the AL Central, and Detroit trails Minnesota 1-0 in the sixth, and they are two games up on Seattle in the wild card race, and Seattle is playing the Angels in a game that starts later tonight. Well, again, Minden and Aurora getting together for the first time this evening. Aurora led by 11 kills from Kylie Hickson. Logan Olson, 10 kills. She had 10 points in the service line. Two of them were aces. And the sophomore, Jace Shireman, had four of her team's eight ace blocks. For Minden, they were led by Maddie Hoskins with 9 kills. Josie Madsen had 8, as the Whippets are defeated here at home to fall to 4-2 on the season. And for Aurora, they're now 9-3 with a 25-23, 25-21, 25-13 victory. And it looks like Coach Rouse is still in the locker room. So I guess we'll wrap things up here from C.L. Jones Gymnasium. You have been listening to our postgame show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. More sports coming your way this week, including a great Friday night of high school football, more volleyball over the next couple of weeks as we get closer to conference tournament time in early October. For our producer-engineer, Caleb Henry, I'm Doug Duda saying thanks again to Phil Hoyt, athletic director, and all the fine folks here at Minden for their hospitality. Aurora sweeps Minden 25-23, 25-21, 25-13. Good night, everyone.
Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
People you know. Community people, people you know. Community people.
Everything seems easier when you're doing business with people you know, especially banking. When you apply for a loan, it's a good feeling knowing who you're talking to. Bank with us. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company. Member FDIC. Community people you know.
Community people.
Seed expertise doesn't grow overnight, which is why farmers in Minden and the surrounding area rely on Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative. Depend on Hogemeyer Hybrids to provide the right seed for this area. They've lived in the region and studied its tough growing conditions for generations, and they know what thrives here. So call Steve Casper, your Hogemeyer seed representative in Minden today, a proud supporter of high school sports. Hogemeyer Seed. Seed the right seed.
The proceeding has been a KXPN Sports production brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, go to our podcast link at ESPNSuperstation.com.